Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 25th of November, recording at 9:34 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. Asian stock markets were mostly higher. Some pretty good gains there, actually, following the rebounds in Europe and on Wall Street yesterday. European stock markets started off weak, and we're down a point and a half or so, and then rallied by about that much, and then those gains faded towards the close as Wall Street had been lower. Wall Street started up, went down, less volatility today here, although that was almost a certainty. But Wall Street closed mostly with modest gains, up 36 on the Dow, 5.5 points on the S&P, slightly down on the NASDAQ 100 index. Bigger story, bonds, U.S. bonds were very strong. Actually, all the bond prices were up that I can see, but the U.S. Treasury's long bond, they're up 2.5 points on the day, or trading after hours. And so that's a big story. And another big story is that the dollar, having been reasonably firm early in the day, closed much weaker, down, it's currently at 85 on the U.S. dollar index, and that's down over a full point. And precious metals, against that background, well, gold is actually almost unchanged here right now. Platinum a little higher, palladium a little higher, silver down slightly, but silver and gold had the best gains yesterday. What else? Natural gas fell back. I was stopped out at a modest profit in my natural gas position, but I then picked it up again. It's down some 44 cents today. Crude also is back to $50.75. That's down $3.75. Most other commodities, more commodities, slightly easier, few on the upside. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, this is firm action in the last few days. Wall Street's boost today, I believe, was attributed by the press services to a new stimulus package. But those are coming out almost daily, aren't they? And evidently, according to Bloomberg, the U.S. is making some $800 billion more available as a stimulus package. Now, how much of that has already been announced before? I don't know all the details of this package. How much is new? How much will actually be used, and so on? I think that to dissect it in too much detail probably misses the point that a lot of this is about confidence. And if you're going to stem or cushion what is a very steep recession, I think, and certainly in the USA, then and also in the UK and some of the other OECD economies, if you're going to cushion that recession, then it is absolutely essential to boost confidence so that consumers don't completely halt all of their spending, and so that business doesn't go into a massive program of layoffs and retrenching and so on. Having had a lengthy StockU board meeting today, I mean, that's, I suppose, like most other firms, we're saying, well, how can we cut costs? I'm saying, well, you know, how can we work harder or more creatively? That's, if you want to bring in new subscribers, you just devote yourself to it. But I digress. The main thing is that most people are talking about how they cut costs so that they remain viable entities. And governments, of course, do not want people to worry themselves into a worse recession, an even worse recession, I should say, than would otherwise be taking place. Okay. Technical action on stock markets and what I sometimes referred to as the grand conjunction. You know, one of my important points that Owen and I have been mentioning was that we needed to see a weaker dollar and a weaker yen against the other currencies, because that would signal that the forced deleveraging and unwinding of the carry trade, that process, if not over, was at least slowing to the point where it was not dominating absolutely everything that was happening in markets. So that dollar decline, that additional dollar decline that we saw today, those who attended the chart seminar, it's starting to shape up as a type 2 top, certainly if we get further weakness we've seen over the last couple of days, it would be confirmed as such. Now, so I think that's clearly lending some support to gold and the other precious metals, and also to a bit more support to most commodities generally, although it's early days yet. We've only had 2 days on the downside for the dollar, and many people, I think, are quite understandably going to conclude that, well, maybe this is just more of the usual volatility, and it'll take more evidence than that to convince them that we're actually seeing a new trend. But my view is that we've seen a fairly significant peak for the U.S. dollar index, possibly a very significant peak up near that 88 level, just above it. Okay, the fact that government bonds are so strong shows that there's still plenty of fear regarding how severe this recession or these recessions are going to be. And that in itself is not positive for earnings, because, I beg your pardon, is not positive for equities, because if people are piling into bonds because they feel that there's so much economic risk out there, then part of that economic risk would have to be lower corporate profits in their minds. And so that's not going to cause them to go rushing into stock markets in the short term. My hunch, though, is that we are going to see a little less short covering in here. I beg your pardon, we're going to see a little less short selling in here. I'll just repeat that. My hunch is that the short selling will subside somewhat, and that we have quite probably commenced the year-end rally that I have been looking for, and that others have been looking for as well. Now, a point I want to make, though, is that the strength of these long-dated government bond prices is, of course, driving yields down to extremely low, historically low levels. And that's a good long-term factor for stock markets, because the lower those yields go on the long-dated bonds, the more likely some of these investors are to conclude over the medium term, not necessarily immediately, but over the medium to longer term, that they really need to increase their weighting in equities, partly because of yield considerations. So, again, it's not all black out there. Yes, the financial problems of the Western banks are still terrifying. The prospect of more derivatives problems, more forced selling, is certainly a major fear. But as Barton Biggs said in a piece, that the news doesn't have to become good for stock markets to go up. All it has to do is to become less bad. And that's a point that's often been made by this service, particularly when you get panicky phases, that panics are hard to sustain beyond the short term because they require the news to become ever more worse. And that doesn't go on for very long. Okay, so my hunch in here is that we are commencing a steadier phase for stock markets, and there's a reasonable possibility that it could be that year-end rally that I've been talking about and that others have been talking about. The US dollar, only 2 days off its highs, that's hardly a problem. But my own view, as you know, is that the dollar's move was unsustainable. It was largely due to the deleveraging I've already referred to, and also a certain amount of momentum trading. My feeling is that with the dollar weaker in here, that really that just makes precious metals even more interesting. But as I've always maintained, precious metals are best purchased on weakness. And in this environment where we see so much volatility, I think that more active investors should also consider lightening on rallies. That's what I'm hoping to do actually with natural gas at these levels. I suspect it may well be in a baby steps environment. And I've posted a link to my, or I'm about to post a link to my Baby Steps article once again, because that might not be familiar territory for some of the newer subscribers. But basically, it's where markets are very depressed and perhaps in an extended ranging phase that might possibly be a base formation, but that they continue to range. And one doesn't want to be buying on strength in a range. One wants to be buying on weakness in a range and then taking profits or at least partial profits near the higher side of the range and replacing it again on the drops back into that range as long as that process goes on. What else to mention here? I think the crude oil sell-off was because they expect U.S. Inventories to be higher tomorrow. That would hardly be surprising, would it? Here. And I think that's pretty much it. The main stories, Western stock markets held their gains that were achieved yesterday, and those are big gains. Started a day earlier on Wall Street last Friday. Government bonds still very strong, showing that people are still quite concerned. I would not want to be a buy and hold investor in those bond markets, though, because this is based really on an extrapolation of the economic weakness that we've seen to date. Those yields are just not competitive on a longer term basis. For competitive yields, I think we need to look at some of the higher yielding equities where the dividends are well covered. We also need to look at corporate bonds, and maybe a little bit early still for the corporate bond funds. I'd like to see some base formation in terms of their activity, but that they will develop in time, and those will be really quite attractive, I think, over the medium term. And currencies, this dollar situation is very, very interesting. If I'm right, and we have seen the peak in the dollar, and then that's going to help to put more floors under these commodity markets, and quite possibly a number of the stock markets because it signals the end of that deleveraging, as I mentioned before. I think that's pretty much it for another day, so I'll just end as I usually do, saying all the very best to all of you.